Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today you attend the tale of Broadway's Todd.
I like that one.
So good.
Start out strong.
Yeah, you know, like downhill from here. My friends are all here by the sea, along with Greenfinch and Lynette Bird. Oh. Yes, we got
Lynette?
Yep. Now, you hear me?
Lynette.
Yes, we got the letter that said, "Kiss me, Joanna. Ladies in their sensitivities are a city on fire." Yes. And she answered, "Not while I'm around. God, that's good." Wow. Also, the contest today will be for Pirelli's magical elixir, poor thing. Wait, I had an epiphany. Pretty women know that a little priest once told me the following advice. The barber and his wife, sweet Polly Pocket, love a good ballad, tooth pulling, and wig maker sequence.
Oh, wow. That was like 12 in one.
I know. That was amazing.
And joining us today are the usual worst pies in London, including Kevin, Miss Jager.
Miss. I did that show in college. Miss.
Okay. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
I'm writing things down.
That's okay. Continue writing. And with us today is a guest who you've seen everywhere. On Gossip Girl, in Bear, a pop opera, the 2009 revival of Bye Bye Birdie, War Horse, Book of Mormon, Brooklynite, Spring Awakening, and recently as Tony in Paper Mill Playhouse's West Side Story. Next year, you'll be able to hear him in what is going to be an amazing Sweeney Todd at the Bow Street Theater. His solo 2016 album, Uncontrolled, and Christmas album, Make the Season Bright, are now on iTunes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm tired. We're done.
That was a lot of work, Brad.
That was awesome.
Well, his career is, like, all over the place.
I know. He's killing it.
Yeah. Can you streamline it, please?
Yes, absolutely. I know. It is confusing.
So let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Hey.
Matt Doyle.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I went up at the afternoon.
No, that's okay. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I can't wait.
Yeah. No, you don't have to wait. This is happening.
Yeah,
right?
No. I'm done. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, oh my God, that was really fun. So you can follow Matt on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Matt F. Doyle, 2 T's, and an F in between the Matt and the Doyle.
Because there's a lot of Matt Doyles in this world, as I've learned.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let's just start off with, what are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking Maker's Mark. Yeah, that one.
And you're cut off.
And I'm cut off. I'm done. I've already had one of you. I can't even form a sentence.
But in our new cup, the Cat's Cup.
Cat's Cup. Meow.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
No, it is the Cat's Cup
when I went.
I just thought the Spring Awakening cup got really dirty.
Oh. Which is why I'm not drinking out of that. No, I'm drinking out of the Cat's Cup. I have yet to see the revival. I still need to see it.
It's not going anywhere.
I know. And I hear it's wonderful, actually.
It's really
so fun.
I'm not a cat's person. I'm not a cat person.
No, neither am I. But, like, literally all of my friends who feel the same way have said to me, like, you have to see this revival.
It's
amazing. Yeah, so I'm excited to do that.
Kevin and I are drinking
Makers in soda.
No, ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
That's a type of soda.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I bet.
So is Kimberly.
Yeah, I have that too. I have a game too. If you want to start one game.
That's a piece of paper.
We're starting with, I love this.
Yeah. So this is an entire episode game.
Okay.
Don't take it. No, but that's good.
I thought you were handing it's like an ongoing thing.
It's just an ongoing thing.
So you're putting...
So I have put a bunch of post-it notes in the middle of the table.
Nice.
And I asked Twitter and Instagram today to write me some of their favorite lyrics or quotes from a show.
Okay.
Ooh.
And so, a la the fun improv game, Blind Line.
Oh, nice.
Just anytime you're telling a story or anything and can't think of something to say, you can reach into the middle of the table and just read a quote from a musical.
Phenomenal.
I love that.
So the goal is for us to just finish the pile by the end.
Great.
But awesome.
There's more than I expected, and our fans are long-winded.
Yes.
Long-winded fans.
Have lots to say.
Antoine wrote like an entire verse.
Thank you, Antoine.
So let's just start with what have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
What did you hear this week? Terrible harmonies.
Dissonance.
Tritone.
Who wants to start? Kev?
Sure. Well, Brian and I got the awesome chance to see A Bronx Tale this week.
We did.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, we are
so excited because I didn't get to see the movie.
Kevin and I went in. He didn't see the movie, and I have seen the movie.
Right. So we went in with that idea to see like how I would feel about it and how Brian would feel about it without either having seen it or not.
Nice.
I know nothing about Bronx.
No, my buddy Nick Cordero's in that. And he is, apparently he's absolutely amazing, as he always is. He's brilliant.
So, Kevin, as someone who went in totally blind, what are your thoughts?
I had a really good time. I had no idea what to expect, and I actually expected something kind of different than what we ended up seeing. Not in a bad way. It was just once I realized we were kind of watching like the male version of Moonstruck, and like I was able to just focus and enjoy the story. I loved the music, and I thought it was just a heartwarming kind of show. It just was fun to see. I walked out of the theater smiling. It was a good show.
Even with the murder.
I mean, there was murder that probably made it a little less fun-loving for a minute there, but it was. I just had a good time. I felt like it was just like a nice person's story.
Cool. So as someone who knows the movie pretty well, I thought it was really good. So I really had a good time. I thought that everyone was really good. Including the little kid Hudson Lovero.
Oh my gosh, he gave it.
His number probably was my favorite in the show.
Yeah, he was so good.
Ariana DeBose?
Let's say DeBose because it sounds fancy.
Great. So she was great. She sounded great.
Yeah, she sounded really nice.
And you know, that second half, like her part and the females and all the African American actors are underwritten, but it's told from the Italian point of view. And that just, you know, they probably could have built that out a little bit more. But, I mean, and then Bobby Conti Thornton was pretty good.
Yeah.
As the narrator and then the older version of the C character. And then Nick Cordero was fantastic.
Oh, Nick Cordero was amazing.
He was really
good. He was almost too charming to, like, really have those, like, darker moments totally hit.
But he played all them pretty well.
Yeah, he played it really well.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it a lot. Kimberly, what did you see this week?
I saw the tour of An American in Paris in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was so fun. It's so pretty. Have any of you seen it?
I saw it.
Did you saw it on Broadway?
I did.
Okay. I wish I saw the original cast now that I've seen the tour, which seems like a mean thing to say.
But no.
But it is more that, like, I think some of it was, like, structured around who they had originally.
Okay.
Because the...
I
one, because the piano player character is like slash narrator, and like he doesn't really have that much to do.
But it was
Brandon Urianowicz originally, who I just
Matthew
saw in falsetto,
who fleshes out anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And who I saw was great, but I could imagine Brandon like really giving that a lot of colors.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, every once in a while, I'm going to talk to you with a cigarette above the fire.
Your GM brain kicking in.
But it was the original female, correct?
It was her alternate.
You saw her alternate.
Katie Esty?
So did you see both alternates then?
And I saw Ryan Steele.
You saw Ryan Steele.
I did.
My God.
And
my ex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 2 years.
Oh, goodness. But I was in my mom's seats, which are the second row of the Academy of Music.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Which was very lovely for all of the dancing.
You're nice. All been there.
All up in there.
But you enjoyed it.
I did. And it really captured, like, the essence of an old-timey movie, like, with the sets and everything and the mm-hmm. abstract costumes at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wished it was just a ballet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Understandable.
Like, the story was a little, like... Oh, and there's a story, too, which yeah. is the old...
Which is American in Paris.
Which yeah. is American in Paris, so I wasn't too
like,
mad.
Or, like, it's just, like, all... Any, I feel like all like, movie musicals
after half
are like
an hour 60s in, movie, I was just yeah. like, oh, you're going to give me a little plot point and then sing? Fine,
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
great.
I
mean, yeah, yeah.
Great, have fun. And, yeah.
Cool. So you'd suggest it if it's coming to your town?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
See it on an alternate day.
Yeah.
I can only compare it to Ryan Steele.
Woo! Awesome. Matt, what have you seen lately? What are you about to see?
You know what I just saw again, and I'm going to say this because it's a shout out to my current boyfriend. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Boyfriends of the show.
Yeah, boyfriends of the show. Just dating around Broadway. Oh God. No, I recently saw the current cast of Something Rotten, and it's so fantastic. And my boyfriend's in it. He's in the ensemble, Max Clayton. Mm-hmm. And also just like, I mean, really, really, really was impressed. I actually saw Will Chase, so I have not seen Adam Pascal.
Okay.
But I saw Will Chase, and I saw Josh Grizzetti, and Rob is so phenomenal in that role. I cannot get over it. He's brilliant. I just love him so much. And I was blown away. I saw the original production, the original cast, and I think they're all amazing as well. But I just am always so thrilled when I see replacements go in, and clearly they have not been held back, and they get mm-hmm. to do what they do, and they get to reshape the role around themselves, and that's just really, really special.
Yeah, awesome. I feel like Broadway lately has been doing a killer job of replacement casts.
And I think there is a little bit, you know, because as someone who's replaced and had to struggle with that, you know, but, like, there is, it's always such a huge challenge to kind of fight the... Oh, please do what the original did. Mm-hmm. And I definitely saw that in these replacements, but I think it's so amazing when you just see them taking themselves into that role. For my brand of comedy, just seeing Rob explode with energy like that, I was just like, oh, he's fucking amazing.
He's amazing.
He's endless. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Did you see, Honeymoon in Vegas?
Yes. Yeah.
He was so good. And Chaplin, of course. But
yes.
Honeymoon, like, I felt like really...
Just like captured what he does
who he is.
Yeah.
He's great.
Honeymoon was great.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's the epitome of a triple threat. Yeah.
He's a paper mill guy.
Yeah. Of a Broadway star. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love paper mill. Yeah. I love it.
And then Kimberly, I think you wanted to talk about a little outside of the box musical. Oh.
Stars Hollow. Anyone?
Oh my God.
Yes,
I heard about this musical episode. I have not seen it yet.
Speaking of something rotten.
People are kind of, hey.
No, because it was Christian Borle.
Well, people are like, mustache. No! On that episode. And I disagree.
Yeah.
Because people are like, it was like 10 minutes out of the episode where we could have been catching up with secondary characters that we've been missing for the past 10 years. And I was just like, yes, but if this was a true Gilmore Girls season, there would have been a ridiculous episode like that. Like the dance marathon or like...
You're bringing me back. You're bringing me back to, like, freshman year of high school.
There would have been something ridiculous.
I have nothing to add to this. I haven't seen
Kevin's got the Dirty Spring Awakening cup. He's fine.
But, so I was just, like, enjoying it the whole time because I was like, this is the goofy Gilmore Girls that I know and love, and I don't... Like, they made it pretty clear from the beginning that they weren't going to delve into what Lane and everybody else was doing.
It was also an hour and a half, so they can spend more time. Like, why not watch? And it was so ridiculous and funny, and they're so talented.
The whole thing was, like, pandering to what the fans wanted to see. And, like, well, let's go check in on Lane. Let's go check in on Paris.
Well, this is what Bunhead fans wanted to see, so...
Hey, I liked Bunheads.
No, raise my hand
and say that I like Bunheads. I know so many people hated it, but I... laughed my ass off at it. There was one scene where Sutton Foster woke up with an opossum on her chest, and it was hilarious. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
There's a lot of fun heads happening in the Gilmore Girls.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
And Sutton makes an appearance, right?
Yeah, she's in the musical with Christian Borle. Okay, perfect. It's just the two of them.
And done. Wow.
And then Carol King offers to use her songs instead of the Mamma Mia mega mix that they put at the end.
As she would.
And my favorite thing, they were just like, yeah, that's not catchy. It was so good. And then just like... Lorelai's like, this is a terrible musical. This is a terrible musical. And all of Stars Hollow is like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Is Stars Hollow where they live?
Yes. Stars Hollow is the town
is
in Connecticut
like Cabot
in
Cove?
Which they live.
Yes.
It's,
okay.
Yes,
and so
yes Kevin. Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great.
And so the town selectmen wrote a musical with a man whose only credit was he lived in Brooklyn once.
Oh, that sounds
which was
like
my favorite thing. And then Edward she noticed all of a sudden he has like a neck brace at the end, like when mm-hmm. she's singing the sad song that makes Lorelai cry and want to go climb a mountain. The conductor's just in the corner with a neck brace, and it's never explained, and that is why I love Gilmore Girls.
Something was cut.
So did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I thought it was so funny.
I know that you watched it, too.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And it was so awkward, and some of those lyrics were great, and they're singing it so beautifully that it just, like...
They're giving it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just terrible and awesome.
Ex-spouse is giving
out,
it.
And then they came out at the end to do Waterloo, and
all
I was
right.
just like... They did like a 9-minute Mamma Mia Megamix, which we didn't get to see.
I would have preferred that.
Yeah.
But we all know. Okay, what's better?
What?
The High School Musical Megamix? The Mamma Mia Megamix?
Or the On
Your Feet Megamix?
Ooh.
I don't know.
What do you enjoy more?
I've only seen Surflight do High School Musical.
Okay.
And I saw Mamma Mia when I was 12. So
I'm going to go with On Your Feet.
Because you get on your feet.
You do. Well, you get on your feet with all of them.
I know. You did get on your feet with Mamma Mia, but I will say,
are the Mega Mixes before Curtain Call on the other two? Because On Your Feet, like, you stood up for a standing ovation, and then they continue.
Right.
Right?
I don't remember.
Because we were on our feet that whole time.
We were.
I danced in all those Curtain Calls, that's for sure. I was definitely on my feet. But I don't know. There's something about Gloria Estefan that just rocked
the
world.
I just want to do the comedy.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm like, what I've been looking for. I
was never a High School Musical guy.
I was a junior in college when High School Musical 1 came out on Disney Channel, and I was an RA, and I locked my door and told all the guys on the floor that I was going to be out for the night, and I ordered a pizza and watched High School Musical.
Kevin, this is when
I was
straight.
In high school.
Oh, this was when I was straight, too,
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
Taking it back.
In the dorm room.
In the dorm room.
Let's ask some questions.
Okay.
My first question is, can you pass me one of the sheets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
First question.
The solution to your trouble is cheese and vegetables and bacon and bacon.
Yes.
And bacon and bacon? I mean,
do you have any problems that can be solved with that?
Turkey bacon.
Great.
Yeah. Turkey
bacon.
Great
answer. Yeah. This is something rotten, right?
Must be.
Yes.
Yeah. It must be.
No, that's Sweeney Todd.
But what's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical, this is so pretentious, but my favorite musical is Floyd Collins by Adam
Kittle. Ooh, yeah, good one.
Yeah, I know that's really pretentious, but at the same time, it genuinely is, because I think that... Like, I still listen to How Glory Goes, and it still makes me cry like a baby.
It's great.
Some of those, like, holler harmonies and everything are ridiculous.
Insane. Yeah.
And, like, the girls doing, like, the flipping up. And it's beautiful.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And it's just, like, I can't believe that there hasn't been another production or a bigger production. And I do think that in the current Broadway climate that it is commercial enough, and I just want it to come back.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, the look at how media sensationalizes things.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a perfect show
perfect
to bring back
right
to
now.
Talk
yeah.
about that.
I'm actually producing
in, like,
it. So.
The world of... We're in the world of limited engagements, too. So that could totally come back like falsettos.
Yeah,
just be like here's 3 months of a star-studded Floyd Collins.
Yeah. I'm just going to say I think it's perfect for MTC or Roundabout, and we need to do this.
That's on board, guys.
You've heard the request.
It's so good. If you don't know Floyd Collins, you guys, and if you're like a Light and Piazza fan, go look
it
up.
Floyd.
What would, if they had Twitter during Floyd Collins, like what would that hashtag have been?
Oh, God.
Free my foot.
Can you hear me now?
It would have been. It would have been. Persistently resisting this anarchistic mischieving.
Great. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's a good hashtag.
Yeah, Matilda just like knew
thank
it.
You so much, Matilda.
You'd have to capitalize in the middle there because you couldn't read that hashtag and understand it.
I know.
The capitals.
I know. Oh, gosh.
What was your first Broadway show?
My first Broadway show was Rent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, which and cast? I was the original cast.
Oh, cool.
I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I saw the original cast, and I was, if you were to ask me what my second favorite musical was, which I'm just really furious that you didn't, I would say Rent, just because I was a fan of Rent head. Excuse my language.
No, Carmen's got you.
Yeah, I forgot
that
term. Yeah, I was a huge Rent head.
Yeah.
I mean, like, massive. I saw it 22 times and
on the Broadway?
Tours and everything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I just loved it so much. I mean, it definitely shaped me. I have the same eval as Adam Pascal, I like to say. No, I absolutely loved Rent. It definitely, like, brought me up. And I saw Rent when I was 11, and I was like, oh, that's what I want to do.
Cool.
So, yeah, Rent.
Yeah.
Would that be your favorite experiencing a show?
If I, like, look back now, yeah, absolutely. Like, there's nothing better than those shows that you saw when you were in middle school or high school that you were blown away by, and Rent was that for me. You know, I know it was for a lot of people, but it certainly inspired me to get up and go audition for my community theater. And
absolutely.
And that's really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, community and regional theater is what brings theater to the majority of the world.
Yeah. And it, I mean, I went on audition for Oklahoma after Rent, but, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Translated somehow.
They're still singing.
I'm sure you were a great Ali Hakim.
Yeah.
Cheers to Ali Hakim.
Yeah, yes, cheers. Cheers. Your dirty Spring Awakening cup.
Dirty.
So speaking of Spring Awakening, that was your debut, correct?
It was, yeah.
Can you tell us a little about how you got that and that experience?
Absolutely. So I went to school in London for a year. I went to LAMDA, which is London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art.
Fancy.
Oh, yes, it's very fancy.
And I went Floyd Collins is pretentious?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It was so obnoxious. I was supposed to go to Carnegie Mellon right after and continue on with my education, but I made a pit stop in New York after my year there because it was a graduate program. And for some reason, I decided to do that first.
So it's not just your career, it's your schooling that's just been all over the place.
It's been all over the place. I was like 18, the next person up was 25, and then we had people in our class that were like 45 and from all over the country. It was absolutely amazing. And it was for classical theater. And so I came back to New York and I was going to go to Carnegie Mellon, and then just enough people kind of said like, hey, why don't you stay here and wait it out? And when you're 19 and an idiot, you're like, yes, I will. And then very, very, very luckily, I was there when Spring Awakening was happening. And because I started auditioning and it was just awful. I would go to open calls. I didn't have an agent. I wasn't a member of Actors Equity. So I would sit on the non-equity benches and just like wonder when it was going to happen. And then I started thinking maybe I should go back to school. And my friend convinced me when I was like done to go to the Spring Awakening open call, sat on the bench for 9 hours, got seen, and then I went through about 7 callbacks over the course of 5 months.
Wow.
And I was a production assistant for commercials at the time, so I was like holding a monitor for the director on a Dawn commercial, and he had literally asked me 2 hours before what I did because he was bored, and he was like, hey, what do you do? I was like, well, I'm actually an actor, too. And he said to me, have you seen that Spring Awakening show? It's really amazing. And I was like, yeah, actually, I've been up for it. And then 2 hours later, I was on set. My phone starts ringing. It's an unrecognized number. And I was like, huh. So I picked it up, walked off set, and it was the casting director for Spring Awakening saying that I was being added into the company.
Jeez.
And so I walked back on set, and I was like, I'm leaving. Thank you so much.
Remember that thing we talked about 2 hours? I booked it.
And he thought I was lying. I mean, I'm still convinced to this day that he thought, like, that kid was, I don't know, threatening, like, trying to prove himself.
Yeah.
So,
That's so good.
I just left. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for my job. Just like, hey, I got Spring Awakening. I'm leaving.
Like, I just got my first private job.
That's been close.
That's close. Kind of like, no, I'm leaving. It's
I was like crying and shaking too. I was like really selling it.
Did you call your mom right away?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. My mom, my best friend. Oh, my God.
Group texting everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
Kev, I think you have a question, don't you?
Dude, I totally do.
Yeah.
So multiple times in your career, you've actually played with or you've played Juliet.
Yeah.
In Romeo and Juliet, first in, I think first in Bear, the studio recording, which I loved, by the way. That was very important thing for me as a gay man growing up.
Oh, my God, that's amazing to hear.
And also in Private Romeo later on, which I believe it was on, it's on Amazon Prime if you're looking for it. It's also on, it was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it's still on there. It's a great movie. It's literally just the language of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet done by all men inside the barracks of a school.
Military academy.
Like a military school.
So what has that been like playing this classic character, but like the female side in two different productions?
Well, you know what's really funny is that originally I was Romeo and Juliet's my favorite thing ever. I mean, like in general, it's like my favorite work by anyone ever. I think it's just amazing because it captures that feeling and that juvenile. You know, I would say that they're stupid, but it's that juvenile love so clearly that I'm still blown away by it every time that I read it, and I think it's so beautiful. And I am a romantic, and I allow myself to read it again now as an older man who's learned a lot, and still get swept away by it. So I always wanted to be Romeo, and then I get cast as Juliet in just about every single thing.
Except for when you were Romeo.
Yeah. Never.
In West Side Story.
Well, I finally did Romeo in West Side Story. Thank you.
It's been like your whole career has been like hearing this.
No, but I've always been Juliet. And so I finally gave into it. I have Boundless as the Sea tattooed on my arm, which is my bounty is as boundless as the sea.
We're going to Instagram that for you.
Hell yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it. Luckily, a lot of people had told me over the years, even though I was a huge fan of the text, that Juliet was absolutely the better role and so much more complex and so much more interesting and this strong, amazing female character, you know. And I got to sink my teeth into that actual text when we did Private Romeo and also the character when we were doing Bear. And boy, are they right. I mean, Romeo is, by comparison, very one-dimensional, and it was just so thrilling to step into the shoes of somebody that is that complex and that's strong. Juliet's a badass. She's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that Juliet is?
Oh, here you go.
Here we go.
No good deed goes unpunished.
No good deed.
Would you say that no good deed goes unpunished?
Perfect. That's perfect.
I mean, that's actually not that bad for the Romeo and Juliet.
That
works really well.
No, actually, that's perfect.
And you get to sing the entire credits of Private Romeo.
Yeah.
What were you singing again?
You Made Me Love You. Okay, so, oh man, just the gayest thing to end a gay movie. Like, you've got to be
kidding
me.
It's literally just a close-up of Matt Doyle singing You Made Me Love You, and it's beautiful, but it is
so
quite
awkward.
Gay.
It comes out of nowhere. The director...
the whole time it's just been Shakespeare text, and then he sings You Made Me Love You.
Yeah, that makes sense.
While dead?
Yeah. No, they didn't die. That's spoiler alert. We thought that would be too, like, gay movie. Oh, they killed themselves in the end. Don't they all?
Yes.
Yeah. So we wanted to change
but
that narrative.
Shakespeare and they die.
Yeah.
They wanted to make the narrative more about Starlight Express. You must confess. Are you real?
That's
yes
exactly
or no.
What the narrative
That's
is.
What they were going through.
Oh, my God. Nailed it.
So, question about War Horse.
Yeah.
What was it like to be put into a show like that where realistically completely different than anything you've done and really anything the Broadway stage, I mean, Lincoln Center Broadway stage that you've like seen, like what was that experience like?
The best creative process of my entire career. And I think it will be until the day I die. We had 3 months to put that show together. And our first month basically was just puppetry and working with each other. And I got to essentially go back to school. It was amazing. You know, we were playing theater games.
I thought you said you didn't go to school.
I got to have the education that I always wanted. No.
From puppet. In a stable. Yeah. In a puppet stable.
In a puppet stable.
But it was 38, I think, was the amount of cast members that we had.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And 35, 38, and there were 30 guys in it. In terms of the creative process, it was unbelievable. We had a month of just theater games and getting to know each other and feeling comfortable with each other because it was an ensemble show. There were no stars. Even Seth, who played Albert, the lead, had to be, you know, not reminded that he's a wonderful guy, but just like made very clear that you are not the star of the show to the point that his 1 second off stage, I know from covering him in that role, he would have to come back on as a dead soldier walking across the stage in a mask. And that was just their way, the director's way of saying, there's no star here but the puppets, you know?
Yeah.
You're not the star of the show. Joey, the horse, is the star of the show. And being a part of a piece like that, you know, it was a beautiful experience, especially to have that young and get to work with people to put together something that was so much more than us. Mm-hmm. And it was so special. I would do it again any day. It's the hardest show I've ever done 8 times a week because it's 3 hours of crying and screaming and dying every day. So it's hard to like wake up and be like, can't wait.
You're the subway pop in your head.
Yeah, like World War One, so fun. Yeah. So that was rough. I mean, it was physically so taxing and emotionally really taxing. And as a lot of actors will say, whatever you do 8 times a week does have an effect on how you feel. Mm. But the actual process, I mean, it was unbelievable.
So cool.
And those puppets were so beautiful. Jesus.
I was very happy that I got the chance to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just stagecraft at its best. I just was so honored to be a part of that.
Quick shout out. If you're of a certain age, you can get LinkTix. You can see very cheap shows at Lincoln Center.
Yeah. Yes.
So utilize
that. That's how I saw King and I for $30.
That's how I saw King and I, War Horse, and
Kelly O'Hara and King and I for $30.
I know, right?
Preview?
I was like, what?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's play a game.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
I have some.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
First game is called Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Is it Plot Point?
Plot Point.
Are you going to just keep going until I start explaining the game?
Yes, we are.
Great.
Plot Point.
Plot Point.
Perfect. I have in one hand a pile of nursery rhymes and Christmas songs, since it's December now.
Yay!
Yay.
And in my other hand, I have WB programs because I've been in Gilmore Land.
Great.
So, perfect. You will pick a
CW or WB?
Yeah. WB, right? Not CWH.
WB. Though I think was one might be a
WB
lie.
WB is what Gossip Girl was, right?
Yeah, but when it was CW, finally.
Oh, then it's not a lie.
So, yes! Yes!
So you're going to take a song from one pile and a show from another pile and try to explain the plot or the conceit of that show to the tune of the song you pull.
Great.
Brian, do you want to go first because you're good at this?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I need to see this.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, and then we have to guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like just for fun.
Totes.
The newly college student moved to NYC. She fell in love with two guys. Her name's
The Felicity. New girl?
Yeah, Felicity.
Felicity. Oh my God, that hair. Yes.
She cut her hair. The show went down. And
seriously.
Then she baked a pie.
Yeah, and then she baked a pie. Exactly.
Absolutely. She baked a pie and now she's in musical.
And then she was in Mission Impossible and a bomb blew up in her eye.
Perfect. Good job.
There it is. What was the team? What was the tune?
Little Buddy Foo Foo.
Yeah.
No, it was,
yeah, that was
the Itsy Bitsy Spider went off the water.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had Felicity and the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
That's amazing.
Thank you for finishing my
oh my God, Felicity. That was a good rhyme, man.
Thank you.
Songwriter.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I think I know what this show is.
Uh-oh.
It's a show about a guy flies up in the air.
It's Jingle Bells to Smallville.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Good job. That was so fast.
So
I watched
fast.
All 10 seasons of Smallville.
Okay, so I picked two, right?
Yeah. I was like, this is the show when he doesn't have a belly button.
Make
and
sure
I was like,
no,
that's Kyle X.
That's Kyle X. Oh, that was on ABC Family.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay. We have so many kids. I like God. They're all great. We
oh my God, this is Seventh Heaven?
Yep.
Tim Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yep. Beautiful.
We like God. We're so great.
That's pretty accurate. That was the plot point.
Yeah. That was it.
What literally happened to that guy recently?
Oh.
We can skip that.
Yeah, he's a little screwed
up. Well, what happened to him was
he
thought to die would be an awfully big adventure.
Yes!
That's good.
That was fun. Brian, you're going first.
Yeah, sure.
For round two.
Oh, I never watched this show.
Oh, damn it.
It's all right. You can make it
interesting.
Work. There's a TV show you didn't watch?
Yeah, it's probably because I watched it.
This is going to be two Bush Mountain.
Bush Mountain?
Is that beer? Bush?
No.
Row, row, row your bow.
Right. Two Bush Mountain. It's just a take on the name. I don't know what happens. They all were good looking. And
Lost.
Chad Michael Murray was a
star. One Tree Hill.
Do you know that I didn't watch One Tree Hill either?
Yeah. I started it on Netflix recently.
One Tree Hill, yeah. Two Bush Mountain.
And I just couldn't get past that.
Oh, I hate you.
What? So
but that was very
quick. The number
yeah.
two.
I still hate you.
Yeah, I didn't watch that show because Chad Michael Murray left Gilmore Girls to do it.
Oh, yeah, true. I just never watched it.
And then
it.
Wasn't he with a girl on the show and then not with a girl on
I
the
watched
show?
Watched the OC, but...
OC's they were so like good. On at the same
that
time.
Was Fox. Can, yeah. That won't be.
He
in the
also
pile.
Left Gilmore oh. Girls. What's his name? Yeah. Adam.
I thought he was CW.
No. That was Fox.
These two bitches talk too fast. E-I-E-I-O.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh my God. That was perfect.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm going again.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a show I don't know. Okay. Oh, okay.
They talk fine.
Joey talks like that in real life.
I am a real emo guy, and I'm in love with Joey.
Dawson's Creek!
Yay! What's the song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yay!
Here I went.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, that was fun.
Can I do one?
Yeah. Of course you can.
Just because these are the only two left.
Do yeah. it.
Ready? There's an alien in Nevada.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. Roswell.
Falls in love with a girl.
Roswell?
Yeah.
Roswell. Is it E-I-E-I-O?
No.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Bingo.
Oh,
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
My card said Ba Ba Black Sheep, but that's the same tune.
Oh, it is.
Also the same tune as the ABCs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
From my days of teaching children music.
Kimberly, I have a review of your game.
Oh,
I would
God.
Say that your game.
Oh, wow, that's long. Long.
Oh, thank there's you, a day of hope. May I live to see when our hearts are happy and our souls are free. Let the new day dawn. Oh, Lord, I pray. We'll never get to heaven till we cash that day.
Reach that day. I just assumed you would know the lyrics,
Hamilton,
so I didn't try
Hamilton,
too hard.
Hamilton, you guys.
Was that Hamilton?
No.
That was Ragtime. And Antoine put that on Instagram, Antoine L. Smith.
Well,
and
the people
it's been
call
stuck
it.
In my head all
Antoine.
Day.
Brian, I hate you. Well, the people call it Ragtime.
Brian. I almost called you Brian Charles Johnson. And I was like, Brian Charles Johnson.
Brian Charles Johnson.
Why?
Friend of the show.
Solomon
friend of the
Block.
Show. He is? Has he been on? I didn't
he
know
has.
He
was
on the show. I love him.
While Kimberly gets the next game queued up, I'd love to... ask about what I know you haven't started rehearsals just yet.
Yeah.
But what are we to expect from Sweeney Todd?
Okay. So what I know, because I know very little.
Will
except
you be
from what
baking the pies?
No.
Actually, ooh, like waitress?
No, but you get to go in. You eat a pie before the show. It's actually the White House pastry chef.
And they give you mashed potatoes as well.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. Obama's White House pastry chef is giving you mash and pie.
Yes.
And then you finish the pie before the show starts because, you know, we have to, like, get on your tables. Mm-hmm. But it's an 8-person cast. And it's very, very immersive, obviously, since we're around your tables and on top of it. And apparently it's actually very scary.
On tables.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be all around you. And it's, you know, it's stripped down. It's immersive theater. But for all, I think, you know, it's because there's some maybe criticism against all of this, like, immersive theater lately. I hear it's in terms of telling the story, it's thrilling. And does a really, really incredible job with that. So I'm so excited to be a part of it.
But will she marry you Monday? Marry you Monday?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
She's going to try.
I'm trying, yeah. Brian. I'm doing my best.
She's going to sell all her hair first.
Yeah. But I will say also that it is one of my favorite musicals, and that role I've always wanted to play.
That's awesome. I have my tickets. I'm right. Mom of the show, Jill, and myself are going.
Oh,
we're super
nice.
Excited. We're in the balcony at one of the booths.
Hey, Jill, hey.
Are you seeing it in the beginning or with Norm?
I bought it with Norm and Carolee on purpose. Mm-hmm. I really wanted... I've seen him multiple times and things, and I love seeing him.
Yeah.
I've seen her a couple times and things, and I can't wait.
Yeah. I love Norm, and Carolee is just... She's like Mama Theater. She's yeah. so
and who's
amazing.
The London cast that's coming?
The whole London cast that's coming in, they actually did it in the original production, which was in the oldest pie shop in London. So they're being carried over. They were taken to the West End, and now they get to do it 8 weeks here. So I'm actually so glad that they're all coming over to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. I love Anthony so much, and I am trying to make a career out of singing three-syllable songs about women.
So, yeah. Killing it.
Working
killing
on it.
Joanna. Yeah.
Is there another one?
I think that's
I was like Jason.
Then
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or Annie. We got Annie.
We got Annie.
That's two syllables,
Kevin. Annie.
Oh, right. We're going for three.
Let's play another game.
Oh, wait. Astrolass. That was three, and that was a musical off Broadway that I was in.
Oh, yes.
That was
yes.
one of my quizzes.
Astrolass.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Remember that?
Oh, wait, what
in
was
the
her
superhero quiz?
Yeah, no. I remember that one.
And Astrolass was an answer because
that was with Jeremy, right?
And you all thought I made it up.
Was that with Jeremy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, "What's the girl's name in Jasper?" And I was like, "No, that's not three.
Oh no,
Agnes.
Agnes was two.
Yeah, two.
Jasper and Deadly. That was two.
Mm. Let's play a game.
Yay! Yeah.
I have show cards of celebrity for us.
Oh, yes. I love that.
So we need two teams. Do we care who's with who?
No.
Should we do this side of the table? This side of the table?
Yeah, I think that's easier.
Great. So show.
No, I don't like being with Kevin.
I'm sorry.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding.
Throw it under the bus.
That came out a lot.
I know I haven't seen Hamilton, but seriously. You know, I don't want to be your partner, Brian.
Good. What is that?
I'm going to be with Kimberly.
I'm
going to
be with Matt. Why haven't you seen Hamilton?
Money, money, money,
money. Is this a touchy issue?
So this is the moment on the podcast when I reach out to Lin-Manuel. Hi, Lin. I'm sitting here with Matt Doyle and Brian and Kimberly here, too.
I can fix this right now.
So,
can you pay house seat price?
Totes.
Okay. Okay, wait. We'll see if he responds. Great. We're going to work on this Hamilton thing. Not okay.
Not okay.
We know.
I've joined the lottery so many times. It's really sad.
People join the lottery for him now. And yeah. tweet
they do. They tweeted me that they're joining for me.
That's amazing.
Okay, so I have a stack of Liza Broadway show cards that's going to be our celebrity bowl, but I don't have a bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we all know how to play a celebrity?
Great.
Yeah.
So you have two teams, and the first round is hints. The second round is just one word. And the third round, since we can't do charades on a podcast, will be
right.
You have to sing a hint.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So two teams, 1 minute each.
Cool.
And then you get points for how
do
many
you get.
Do I
need to time you?
No, I have the timer.
Okay.
Very cool. Brian, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
To you. I'm going to you.
Yeah. So round one, Brian Blosky. Go.
She is currently in Hamilton, she was in Dogfight, Godspell, Wicked.
Lindsay Mendez?
Yes.
Is in Hamilton?
Is it, yeah.
No, isn't she's
she?
Not.
That's
but
a
she
lie.
Was.
No.
No.
Continue, though.
Oh. Wait, but I want to know, who would Lindsay Mendez play in Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Yes. Absolutely. No, you know what?
She'd be a super fierce Angelica.
Yes, and she'd
actually,
be a
she really
super
fierce.
I thought she was.
No.
Oh, sorry, everyone. She just recently passed away. She played Jack Donaghy's mom on 30 Rock.
Elaine Stritch.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost at Ethel Merman.
Jack Cole's assistant choreographer. She Damn Yankees, Sweet Charity, Roxy in Chicago. She's old school.
Gwen Verdon.
Yes.
Okay.
He was nominated for his role in School of Rock.
Alex Brightman.
Yes. She was a guest on the show. She's going to be in Hello, Dolly.
Haley Pachun?
Other one.
Cameron Adams?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Haley was on the show.
He made the speech to... He made the speech to...
Brandon Victor Dixon?
Yes. And it's in London right
we're
now.
We're done.
Good job.
I was
How
so
do
slow.
I turn it off now?
So do I get the same cards?
Does he get the same cards?
Yes. Shuffle them.
You ready?
Kevin Jaeger.
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, Brian thought she was in Hamilton.
Oh, I'm the
answer.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, Lindsay Mendez.
Yep. Amber Riley's playing the lead in London.
Oh, Dreamgirls.
Yep. He was in, oh gosh. He played Ray Charles at the Pasadena Playhouse. He was in Scottsboro Boys, Motown.
Brandon.
Shuffle Along.
Dixon.
Yep.
She was reading the back of the card.
She was on the show.
Cameron Adams.
Yes. he was in School of Rock.
Alex Brightman. Yep. I've known him since I was 17.
Original in Damn Yankees.
Oh.
She was original Roxy Hart. She was yes, and she's the original Lady Sue Lunch.
Oh, Elaine Stritch. Okay,
boom.
Well, didn't we do those?
Yeah, well, you get the same cards through.
Okay.
Did I get all of them?
No, you missed Dreamgirls.
Oh, right.
Boom.
Okay,
I won.
Go to Kimberly now.
Not Kimberly.
Kimberly,
yes.
You're doing
so
the one
these
word.
Are the one worders.
But now there are so few cards under a minute that it should
do
be.
You
like,
want to do 30 seconds
it
now
should
for
definitely
one word?
Be 30 seconds.
Okay. Let's just do a stopwatch.
Wait, Kevin, what are you thinking right now at this moment?
Right now I'm thinking somebody's going to buzz me around like a fuzzy bumblebee.
Wow.
What is that
buzz
from?
Buzz around you like a fuzzy bumblebee.
What is that from?
It's Bright Star.
Oh, I thought it was Nikki M. James's Tony speech.
Okay, Brian, are you ready?
Yeah.
One word.
Okay. Jack. I chose wrong.
Elaine Stritch.
Yeah.
Wow, good.
Roxy.
Gwen Verdon.
Yes.
Rock.
Brightman.
Dolly.
Adams.
Pence.
Dixon.
Amber.
Dreamgirls.
Hamilton.
Mendez.
Oh, that was awesome.
Okay, so now let's just see who can do it faster. So I did it in 24 seconds.
Okay.
Wait, all right. So what do I do?
One word. You have one word for each card.
Hamilton?
Okay.
And go.
Which?
Gwen Verdon? Oh, Lindsay Mendez.
Belt.
Belt? Brandon Victor Dixon? Belt?
I'm so mad at this.
Who wears a belt?
Radio. I don't know.
Not wearing a belt.
Belt? Dreamgirls.
Yes. President.
President. Hamilton, which is... We already did Lindsay Mendez.
She's not in Hamilton. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at this. I'm trying to do different words. I can't do the same as you.
You can.
Oh, that's true. I guess you
okay,
could.
Okay, Pence.
Oh, Brandon Victor Dixon.
Dolly.
Cameron Adams.
School.
Rock. Alex Brightman.
Chicago.
Gwen Verdon.
Pants.
Brandon Victor Dixon.
No, pants.
Pants?
No, pants. Words.
Elaine Stritch.
That was awful. I'm so sorry to all of the listeners.
Minute 16.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No, apologize to me.
Yeah, I know. No, Kevin. No.
No, Kevin. No.
Yeah.
It's my fault somehow.
And let's
never
go back to the
can I have more
30
whiskey?
Seconds rule.
I know, I've had too much whiskey.
Oh,
I think that's
I
also
know,
a problem.
Me.
Can I have some more?
Oh, there's whiskey there?
There's a whiskey shelf. I don't need the mixer this time.
Okay. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, Brian, go.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Cameron Adams.
Oh, you get to sing.
Bum, bum, oh, no.
Gwen Verdon?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. kind of Chicago.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. I didn't see this. Memories.
Cats?
But he also wrote this show, School of Rock. But it's not
Angela
him.
Angela Edweber?
No, but
Alex
it's the guy
Brightman?
Who's... Yeah, sorry.
That was a...
Yeah, I know.
Long way to get there.
Gonna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. Wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
Oh, Lindsay Mendez?
No.
Oh, Brandon Victor Dixon. Well, now you've confused.
Because we're these people, you make
Dream
me,
Girls?
Yeah. I won't ever be satisfied.
Angelica, Lindsay Mendez.
Yeah. Bobby.
Elaine Stritch.
Elaine.
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't think.
Okay, For this round,
no pants.
I'm going to have you do the clues because I know the listeners want to hear you singing the clues.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's a good call.
Well, okay.
Unless I do it as Manny Patinkin. That's the only way the listeners want to hear it if I do
it.
Oh,
God. Then, Kevin, you have to do it to all of us. As Mandy. Okay. Matt, you ready?
Yeah.
Go. Whatever order you want.
Here's to the ladies.
Elaine Stritch.
So if you can't find me.
Lindsay Mendez.
You're gonna love.
Dreamgirls.
Wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. I wanna be in.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen it.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know who's on the card from Hamilton, because we did Lindsay Mendez already.
I want to talk to Mike Pence when it happens.
Oh, Brian Victor Nixon.
Great.
Kevin.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
This is so bad, because I actually don't know School of Rock songs.
Alex Brightman.
What a way to get
Lost
out of that.
Boy. There. Some people will know that.
I know it.
Yeah.
Foxy. Roxy.
Gwen Verdon.
Oh, okay. Let's go through her roster. Gigi.
You start with Gigi, of course.
Cameron Adams.
Yay!
There we go.
So we win.
So we all win.
We all win. Though technically Brian and I win.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You won that round.
But you know who actually wins tonight? Kevin does, because I'm getting him house seats to Hamilton.
Hashtag Kev for Ham is happening.
When can you go?
Every day.
I know Kevin's schedule better than he does.
Yeah. Well, just let me know and I'll work it out.
Great.
Okay. This, no one else can do this. Just FYI. I'm putting it out there now that if anyone tweets me about this, the answer is no.
Oh, that's
get
so
your
funny.
Own Kev for Ham.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm so excited. I have to just do the last one.
So if you're so excited, what are you thinking?
What would you say?
What would you say?
Caption. Every so often, there was a rare moment of perfect balance when I soared above him.
Yeah! That's so good.
That was perfect. Oh, yay.
Well, we'll see if Matt actually comes through with his promise.
No surprise if anyone wants that.
No, like, literally, I was just asked what date, so just let me know.
So on that note, we end every episode with a quote.
Oh, quote.
So let dreamers dream the world they please. Those Edens can't be found. The sweetest flowers, the fairest trees, all grown in solid ground.
Secret Garden?
Candide. Make your garden grow.
Oh,
make your
I was garden in that show, grow. Too.
Indeed.
Yeah, I indeed, know. Candide.
I actually love that show.
To be candided with you.
Oh, no.
So don't forget, you can follow Matt at Matt F. Doyle on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Get your Sweeney Todd tickets at SweeneyToddNYC.com. There are like one or two left.
I'll get that last one when I go home.
And you can go on iTunes, get Uncontrolled or Make the Season Bright. His album's on there.
Thanks.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Broadwasted. You can also go on Facebook, facebook.com/Broadwasted. And go on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure to review us. Five stars, please.
Five stars, please.
Five stars.
Well,
does anyone type in facebook.com anymore?
No, it just automatically populates.
It's like pho, and then it's there.
Yeah. W. You mean Facebook.
So thanks again for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you so much for having
and
me.
And as we end every episode with...
Zootuwop!
Thanks, yeah, Matt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.